it takes a lot. So I'm going to first introduce my colleagues because they're all sitting here and they're part of this as well. They're just sitting there looking at me. It's making me uncomfortable. Anyway, Dr. Bruce Link, Dr. Joe Fallon, Melissa DuPont, and I'm sorry, Victor. I'm trying to think of your last name. Thank you. Sorry. So this is a study that came out of an NIMH grant, and we wanted to look at doing education program along with some other interventions to look at if any of the interventions would make a difference in junior high school kids in their changes of knowledge and attitudes around mental health stigma, around their behavioral intentions, meaning help-seeking for themselves, help-seeking for others, bullying, that sort of thing. Help-seeking for self or others. And the context of the study is we know that people's knowledge about the causes and effects of mental illness has been changing through education. People are starting to become more knowledgeable, and we see that people are starting to seek help more, professional help more. There is a study that says, I'm blanking right now on who did it, but it says that the help-seeking is really more of those who have depression than other types of mental health problems. That education, while we know that there's more about people knowing more about mental health, that the core stereotypes and social distancing isn't been changing based on educational programs, and that we still have the experienced stigma that people have that impairs them socially and psychologically. So, for the most part, a lot of the interventions is done on adult populations, adolescent populations, less so with children. Corrigan et al. Did a meta-analysis and looked at different research and came out with like 0.08% of research studies are actually conducted with children around mental health stigma. So we wanted to do an intervention that caught children during that time when they were starting to really develop their ideas and perceptions around mental health. How did I get that slide backwards? Oops. So I already said all that. So we grounded our study in four critical principles delivered at a critical time in children's lives. So that time when they're first starting to conceptualize about mental health and they're starting to be influenced more by their peers, delivered in an environment that significantly influences development and socialization. So this project took place in a school system in Texas. We went into 16 schools to implement the project. And then the curriculum, which is an educational curriculum, we wanted it to be delivered in the local context, so in the schools. We wanted it to be acceptable to those implementing it, which were the school teachers. This was implemented by public health PE teachers when they were doing their public health class. And so we wanted it to be something that they could pick up and just kind of run with instead of having to do lots of preparation. Because we know teachers, they have to, so much else they have to do, we don't want to inundate them. Engaging to those who might receive it, so we wanted it to be engaging to the youth. So there's a lot of interactive things within the curriculum and then dissemination ready. And if anybody wants to look at the curriculum, it is available at this address, and it's free, and many people are using it. I think New York State is using it across the state for some things. And then we wanted to look at three plausible but not yet well-evaluated approaches in stigma reduction particularly related to children. So we wanted to look at, can we improve knowledge and attitudes? Can we improve behavior, behavioral intentions? Can we improve help seeking for self and others? And then do any of these interventions in combination or differentially make affect the changes? So here's the study title, right? Exciting, a 2x2x2 pre-post-test spectral group design. So basically what we did, we assigned classrooms at, well, it really ended up being the schools because it was one classroom per school, to one of eight conditions comprising three factors. And the three factors were the eliminating the stigma of differences, which I think, Melissa, you have accepting differences. So we obviously don't know what, I'm not sure what the title of it really is. Contact with an individual with mental illness, and then supplemental materials that reinforce anti-stigma message. This whole thing came out of a community group called the Mental Health Connection that's basically all child-serving agencies in Tarrant County who come together, and they're with the whole intent of improving the system of care for children who have mental health problems. There was a study that was done across the community and found high levels of stigma around mental illness, and out of that, then this curriculum was developed. So procedures, we met with the schools, we went and got permission from the Arlington ISD school district, met with school teachers. We went to the classrooms to recruit the students to be in the study. We told them about the study, we handed out consent forms if they come to their parents, and getting those back was interesting. We obtained assent consent. We, in order to help improve getting back consent forms, we provided a $10 gift card to the students if they returned their packet, whether or not their parent agreed for them to participate in the study. So they could, as long as they brought the packet back, then we knew, we wanted to make sure that the caregivers were seeing it and they could sign that they did not agree. And so that helped us really understand how many were bringing them back. We had all of our pre- and post-tests were completed on laptop computers in their education setting. So they were, we would go to the class and take about 60 laptops and set them all out, and they would take the pre- and post-tests on those. Our study sample, we had about 721 students participate, and we had recruited 751. A few dropped out, or they moved, or they ended up in getting suspended or something like that. We had a relatively high Hispanic Latino population of 40%. 26 white and 24% black African American, and then 10% other. And we found that 61% of the youth who were Hispanic, Latino, their primary language at home was Spanish. So we did offer all the materials in Spanish and English. And it was interesting because even though the kids primarily spoke Spanish at home, they would not one of the children agreed to take it in, or wanted to take it in Spanish. We had it set up on the laptop so they could click either one, but every single kid took it in English. I thought that was kind of interesting. So here are some of our measures. Knowledge and attitude, it's a 21 item scale that we adapted from Wall's beliefs about mental illness. It's on a 5-point Likert scale, and it's asking things around, do people with mental illness get better with treatment, agree, strongly disagree, questions like that. Are people with mental illness dangerous and violent? The behavior intentions we looked at with the mental health awareness and action scale, this is rated on a yes or no basis. And those questions we're asking, have you seen anything on TV negatively related to mental illness? Have you witnessed students treating other students negatively because of a mental illness they have, avoidance and discomfort, looking at if they're come in contact with somebody who has a mental illness, if they're uncomfortable. And the questions were asked things like, if I were near a child who had a mental health problem, I wouldn't want to spend time with them. Or if it was a child who was acting oddly, I wouldn't want to spend time with them. And then social distance, we looked at it in a couple of ways. We looked at both with social distance based on a social distance scale, and then we also looked at it based on some vignettes, which I'll talk about in a minute. We did control for many covariates based on demographic differences. When we compared those with holding pretests, we found that the effects on the intervention did not hold as if we had control for pretest. So in our final analysis, we just control for pretest. All right, our findings. So with attitude and knowledge, and this is really consistent with the literature, the educational program, curriculum and contact together had a significant effect on improving children's knowledge. The contact did not have a significant effect on changing their knowledge, which is a little bit against what the literature says, and I'll talk about that in a second. Avoidance and discomfort, the education, the contact had no effect on changing avoidance and discomfort around people with mental illness. Mental health awareness, again, that was how aware are they of children, how they're being treated in school who have a mental illness and those sorts of things. And in this case, the curriculum had a significant effect over control, and the curriculum contact also, but our curriculum had a little bit more than contact did. Social distance, self, not wanting to be close to somebody with a mental illness. Our curriculum, again, and control, there was, actually, it went the opposite direction. So it did not improve social distance. And our curriculum contact versus control also did not improve social distance, and it seemed to actually get a little worse. Which in the, so we wanted to look at, is there a difference between casual social distance and, actually I just realized I said that wrong, didn't I? I could hear you.
Whispering.
Yes, so I can't get back. Oops, now I gotta go forward.
No, let go.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so I did say that wrong. So our social distance, the curriculum did have a significant effect, and so did the curriculum contact. But when we looked at just contact, there was no significant effect. So we wanted to look at, is there a difference based on the type of contact? So we looked at more types of casual contacts, like eating lunch with somebody versus having some more intimate kinds of interaction, like having somebody over to your house. And so when we looked at those separately, our curriculum also had effect, and our curriculum and contact combined had effect, but there was not an effect on the contact. And then on intimate social distance, there was no effect, which in the literature, contact is said to be the one thing that really makes a difference in getting to know somebody, and that social distancing. And we found that the intimate social distancing, it did not get better, or casual social distancing with our contact. And I kind of wonder, and my colleagues might have some other thoughts to add about this, but the message is we had young adults talk to the students, and they were both in college, they had doing successfully with their jobs, their relationships, things. They had a positive message, but then they also talked about some things that maybe the students weren't quite ready to hear. They talked about suicide attempts and things, and so I wonder if maybe maybe the topics they just weren't quite ready for, some of that. So I would like to kind of look more into that. And I'm getting the time's up thing. That went fast. Help seeking was significantly different after the interventions across both curriculum versus control and curriculum contact versus control, but not contact only. And I didn't talk about the vignettes, but I think I'm out of time, so I can't do that. Okay, I got one more minute. With help seeking, we had two vignettes. One was a person who had depression, and the other was a young person who had bipolar disorder. And they read the vignette and then answered some questions around it. And seek help questions were around: Should Julia seek help from a doctor for her mental health problem? Should Julia talk to a friend about her mental health problem? Those kinds of questions. And across all, both curriculum and contact had an effect, and then when you combine the curriculum and contact, there was a more significant effect. So basically we found that the curriculum was effective in changing knowledge and attitudes, behaviors, behavior intentions, and help-seeking attitudes. And then when it was combined with the contact, it had more significance across some of the areas. Add sight. That's brilliant. Sorry about that. So our contact-only group experienced significant improvement compared to the control group on the vignette help-seeking, and it did also on this personal help-seeking. And I didn't show this, but this is part of the curriculum. If you want to look it up online, it starts off talking more about just stigma in general and differences among people, and then it goes into looking at the biological aspects of different mental illnesses and things. So there's a lot there. Oh, and